On today's show, with slowing sales, automakers are cutting production in North America. If you want to work at Lexus, you better be good at origami. And what the hardcore environmentalists don't want you to know about the CAFE standards. All that and more coming right up on Autoline Daily. This is Autoline Daily, the show for those who support the automotive industry. Early this month, we reported that inventory levels in the U.S. are starting to creep up. There are 4.1 million vehicles sitting on dealer lots right now. We said automakers have two choices, to ramp up incentives or start cutting production, and they're definitely choosing the latter. Ward's Auto reports that car production in North America was down 4.4% in February. U.S. production was down 7.5%. Canadian production fell 12.5%, but Mexico was up 14%. Through the first 2 months of the year, total North American production is down 1.4%. In response to Volkswagen's diesel emission cheating, authorities in France started investigating other automakers for possible wrongdoing. German automaker Opel was one of those companies, but Reuters now reports that a French consumer watchdog just cleared the company of any wrongdoing. So let me see if I've got this right. The French accuse a German automaker of cheating, but then a French company wants to buy the German automaker, and suddenly it's cleared of any wrongdoing. Are we trying to connect the dots here? No, heavens no. But we would be shocked to learn there was any connection. We'll be back with more right after this.
Autoline Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone Tires, your journey, our passion. Dow Automotive Systems, advanced materials that deliver better results. And by Lear, a global leader in automotive seating and electrical systems.
I've heard of strange questions being asked during a job interview, but how about having to fold an origami cat with one hand in under 90 seconds? And it has to be your non-dominant hand. This is actually a test that each Lexus Takumi operator must pass in order to be considered to become a sewing machine operator. Takumi means artisan in Japanese. The test helps prove that they have, quote, the dexterity and carefulness of a craftsman. It appears as though this was first used to find workers for the hand-sewn upholstery on the 2013 Lexus ES, and only 12 people were able to fold an origami cat with their non-dominant hand in under 90 seconds. Looks like Ford and Jaguar Land Rover aren't the only ones going to aluminum bodies. Did you know the exterior panels on the new Lexus RS are mostly made of aluminum? Lexus didn't make a big deal of announcing this. But to make sure it has access to plenty of aluminum, Toyota signed a deal with supplier Arconic to make it the sole aluminum sheet supplier to the company for the Lexus RX. Coming up next, John says environmentalists don't want you to know what's really happening with fuel economy standards.
For the people at Dow, racing is a sport and a science. We enjoy one and learn from the other. But like most competitive people, we like winning at both. This is the human element at work. Dow.
Environmentalists are on the warpath, accusing Trump of rolling back fuel economy standards in favor of dirty SUVs that will pollute the planet. But these are gross exaggerations, designed to get people riled up, not inform them of what's really going on. This past January, the EPA pulled a fast one, reneging on its promise to hold a midterm review of CAFE standards in April of 2018. Instead, it declared the standards were good to go, even though it did not get input from automakers. So the automakers, and I mean all of them, asked Trump to reinstate the midterm review, something he'll probably do this week. What the hardcore environmentalists never mention is that the U.S. emission and fuel economy standards are the toughest in the world. There's a misperception out there that European standards are tougher. They are not. And this explains why Volkswagen can quote-unquote fix the cheating diesels that it sold in Europe, but can't fix them in the U.S. because the U.S. standards are that much tougher. Also, no matter what Trump does, the U.S. standards will continue to get tougher every single year up until 2022. That's because the midterm review only affects the standards from 2022 to 2025. And that's when those standards really get tough. So tough that every single automaker, not just the Detroit 3, are asking for relief. And they're asking for one national standard, meaning they don't want California going off and setting its own rules. But the automakers are not asking for a rollback. They just don't want such a steep increase. As I keep saying, don't make it a 2025 CAFE standard. Push it back to 2030. 5 extra years would give the industry enormous relief, yet we'd still get to the same goals. The hardcore environmentalists don't want you to know this, but even if we delayed CAFE by 5 years, the United States would still have the toughest fuel economy and emission standards in the world. That's how I see it. And as always, we welcome you to weigh in with your comments. But that's it for today's show. Thanks for watching, and please join us again tomorrow.